Solid State Radio. Local. It's kind of what we do.
This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
It is Friday. You know what that means. That's right. It's time for Sessions. An hour of nothing but Michigan-made music. Everything you hear in the next hour is from the Great Lake State. I'm your host, Adam Hairhawk. And in studio, Izzy Joy. I found her on Facebook. I think we were just talking about it. I can't remember how I found her. But I found her, and I got her in studio. We're going to be playing some songs from her new album. We're going to be find out where you can see her live. You can find out where you can buy her music. We're also going to be going Facebook Live so that you can leave a comment, question, and we will read it on the air. If it's in good taste, you know who I'm talking to. In the meantime, they just got here, so I'm going to give them a chance to just kind of kick back and relax a little bit. They came from Mount Pleasant, so yeah, it's time to relax. I've taken that drive. Drove to the casino to Mount Pleasant. It was a lot happier than the drive back, I'll tell you that right now. Kicking things off, here's Killing Pixies, and they're on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
Falling forwards into a brick wall, my night got lonely, can you give me a call? Once in a while, I'll remember your name, a photo booth dressed in flames. I left it the right way, went far down, turned it sideways. So look up from below to the issue I've grown. Choose what to abuse, the substances that you use. Addicting chemistry, piece together what you left of me.
Fork in the rope, pop the hole in your tire. Got a lot of love for a textbook bar. Dirty mouth, even dirtier car. Took a wrong turn, happiness is far.
I left it the right way, went far down, turned it sideways. So look up from below, you're the one to outgrow.
Covered in residue from a broken August orange. Dead and hope to a tragedy. Covered in what's left to you, a broken winter, a pipeline flu. Slow motion, self-loathing, a cracked sidewalk and ripped clothing.
I left you the right way, fell down, ill climbed in sideways. I look up from below, the path of what I let go. I left you.
I let
Century right there, Dancing with the Devil on Sessions on Solid State Radio. They contacted me through sessions@solidstateradio.net. Yes, the email is back up and running. Thank you very much to our IT team. Thank you for taking some time from Hacky Sack to do your job. I appreciate that. Keeping things going. Well, in a little bit, we're going to have Izzy Joy. She's in studio. We're going to be talking to her and playing some of her music. Meantime, let's get reacquainted with Clayton Cipolletti. Here he is on the radio on Sessions on Solid State Radio. That's right, it's Sessions time. An hour of Michigan-made music. Izzy Joy coming up here in just a little bit. Gotta pay the bills. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio skill on your Alexa app. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio. The Sessions concert series returns to the Corona Road Bar. Saturday, January 6th, come on out and celebrate some Michigan-made music with me. From Detroit, I've got Wanted, Wide Track, and a special guest to be announced. The Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint. No cover, no tickets to buy, just come on in. It's a Sessions concert series at the Corona Road Bar, January 6th. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
When was the last time you visited downtown Lapeer? Hey guys, Jim from the Lapeer Main Street Hour here, and I want to invite you to rediscover downtown Lapeer and all that it has to offer throughout the fall and holiday season. With 13 dining establishments to choose from, downtown Lapeer has one of the hottest up-and-coming food scenes in the area. Make it a day and enjoy an afternoon of shopping, arts, and entertainment. With over 180 businesses, downtown Lapeer truly has something for everybody. Great food, shopping, entertainment, and more. Isn't it time you rediscovered downtown Lapeer?
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascadon Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascadon Lounge.
Welcome back to the show. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio. We are going Facebook Live. If you want to go to the Sessions Facebook page, you'll be able to see Izzy's smiling face. Let's get reacquainted with her music. Here's a song that we've been playing for quite some time. Here's Kid with Candy, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Get higher. How you doing? fun.
Listen to the waves crashing on the shore. I wish that I was brave. I'm not thinking straight. I'm crashing, burning more. And I know I'll be okay. Every day I try to break away from all the pain, but I still feel the same. I wanna be smiling, happy like a kid with candy, just the way I know that I can be, yeah. I'm taking some time to find myself, and soon I'll be smiling, happy like a kid with candy, just the way I to the music. I could fly and soar. I know I'm only human, but I can do this. I don't wanna cry anymore. I will get through this. Every day I try to break away from all the pain, but I still feel the same.
By surprise. Izzy Joy, Kid with Candy, right there on Sessions on Solid State Radio. Izzy is here right now. Izzy, welcome to Sessions.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
We are going Facebook Live. If you want to see your smiling face, go to Sessions Facebook page and we'll go from there. Kid with Candy. Now, the recorded voice in the beginning, where was that from?
Yeah, so that beginning, I think it's about 30 seconds, but that intro was actually an old family video.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's me and my brother, and then my parents are in that video, too. So we just took the audio from it and put it in the song.
Aw, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Your parents were here, but they ducked out as soon as they found
left.
Out there was a camera.
They didn't want to be on camera. Sorry, guys. You don't get to see their beautiful faces today.
Well, very cool that they brought you out here. And they're your managers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're the most supportive people that are in my life right now, like... They've always supported my music, and they're there for me. They always drive me. They're my roadies. They're my managers. They do everything for me, so I wouldn't do this without them.
So when you're smashing liquor bottles, you're throwing it at them.
Well, But no, don't
I'm
tell
kidding,
them that.
I'm
don't
kidding.
Tell them that.
I'm kidding. You're not at that point yet. It's coming.
You gotta live a little bit longer to get there, right?
So how long has this story been going on? When did you start playing?
Yeah, so I've been playing piano since I was 3. I started lessons really young.
Lessons at three years old. Wow, they'd bring like Elmo and.
I was playing hot cross buns and yes, it was the little kitty lessons. And then as I got older, I started learning the theory and more intense pieces. And then I started putting my lyrics to them. I'd been writing lyrics for a long time as well. I kind of always wanted to do this as a career.
Sure.
Trying to make it happen now, though, within the past couple years. So.
Well, yeah, I'm a little surprised that you've been playing since you were 3, because I was snooping through your Facebook, as I do, and it's only been like 2 years ago since you did your first gig.
Yes, that's true. Yep, I haven't. I was so nervous to play in public for so long. I would play just in front of my family, show them my new songs that I'd written. I started writing music really young as well. I think I got my first songwriting journal at around 10, and that's when I started really getting into it.
Oh, wow.
But I never shared my music with anybody else. I was always so nervous. And then finally, I did one time. I think my very first live performance was at my high school. Senior year.
Oh, so no pressure.
That was right. So that was when I sang my first original song live for a choir concert. And then since then, I've been actually getting out there doing gigs, open mics. I did a few competitions and I put on my own concert this past year. So done some cool things.
You have been busy. We're going to be talking a lot about that. We're also going to find out where people can get your music. Do you come from a musical family?
I do, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
So my grandfather, he actually plays piano on one of my tracks. He's a professional jazz musician. He plays on the cover of Adele's Easy on Me. It's on that same EP that I released.
Yeah.
So we played together. My uncle played saxophone and drums, and both my parents are musically and artistically inclined, so just a lot of that around me, especially as a kid, seeing that everywhere makes you want to do it, yeah.
And fantastic. Kid with Candy, let's go back to that for a second. Talk me through this. What is this song about?
So Kid with Candy was written towards the beginning of COVID. A lot of these songs were written around that time period. But this one is more about wanting that feeling back from when you're a little kid. You've got no worries. You're just kind of on top of the world all the time.
Right.
That smiling feeling when you have candy. You miss that when you're older, because I feel like when we get older, we start to focus on the negative things.
Sure.
And so when you think again about how much that little piece of candy could do for you as a kid, like what can we look for now that will do the same thing? That's what the song's about.
Fantastic. Fantastic. You have an entire album out called this year?
Correct, yeah.
This year, and I listened to the track. I think we know what you're talking about. That year, folks. Yeah,
One year that none of us really liked that much. But don't tell it. I mean, it might get jealous of the other years.
Well, I mean, when it was, for me, it was like, I was like 46, 47. I didn't care. I mean, it was what it was, but you were kind of more of a very impressionable age when that happened.
It was the end of my sophomore year when all of that started happening, the COVID-19 pandemic. It was supposed to be in high school. My song this year has a line that says, "This was supposed to be the time of our lives." And it was. High school is supposed to be that time that you remember forever. It wasn't. That was kind of ruined. That opportunity was a little bit ruined. But I think a lot of us made the best out of it. We had to live with what we could, right?
Okay.
It was something that we couldn't change, so we just had to learn how to live with it.
I got to give I'm not going to get on a generational gap argument or a discussion here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say that your generation just adapted very, very well. I mean, you see like the TikTok videos and people just kind of making the best of what, I mean, my generation, we bitched and moaned and everything else and we're, oh my God. And then,
well, don't get you, I mean, yeah. We did that too. Oh, yeah. Everybody did that.
You just didn't do that in a grocery store with a shopping cart.
We just did it. We learned to make fun of ourselves. I think that's one of the great things about our generation is we can make fun of the bad things, keep things lighthearted.
Gotcha. Let's play the title track. Here's Izzy Joy. She's in studio with me right now. Here is This Year, and it's on Sessions.
Do you ever get a feeling like we're just alone here? Nobody's calling up my phone here. I get like two texts
were my best friends. It kind of seems like no one else cares. I swear I'm really kind of done this year. It's just like you said, all the thoughts inside my head mess me up. I know I'm a wreck, but I blame it on this year. Apocalyptic vibes, it's like the world's great divide. No better way to describe it. I blame everything on this year. This year I blame it on this year. I blame it on this year. Whoa. I've been staring at the TV, wish that my life was a movie. I'd have a reason to keep acting. Watch out my window, can't leave though. It's like it's just repeating daily. Everything's the same lately. It's just like you said, all the thoughts inside my head mess me up. I know I'm a wreck, but I blame it on this year. Apocalyptic vibes, it's like the world's great divide. No better way to describe it. I blame everything on this.
This year from Izzy Joy. We're having a lot of fun on here. Make sure you join the fun. Leave a comment, question, dirty joke, or concern on Facebook Live. And we'll read them on the air. Now, where'd you record all this?
So all of these tracks were recorded in Ferndale. There's a studio there called Temper Mill Studios. They won a few Detroit Music Awards. And I work with a guy named Eric. He's great. He's a sound engineer from heaven. Yeah. He does a great job, and I'm lucky to have found him. He helped me produce all these tracks and edit them. And yeah.
And you had, I mean, because I asked you during the breaks, I mean,
right.
You can't tell anymore if it's a drum loop or if there's real drums or
right.
if it's a real bass. And you know, you got all real musicians.
Yes, so all of the music on this is live, played in the studio. We had a great bassist, Chuck Bartels, really great.
I know Chuck.
You know Chuck?
I know Chuck Bartels,
yeah.
He played
on, what's the band?
Oh,
Sturgill Simpson.
Yes.
Yep, he played in Sturgill Simpson, and we were lucky to have found him during COVID when mm-hmm. he was kind of, you know, laid back, not doing much. And
my dad and his dad were, they kind of hung out together. My dad built his, Chuck's dad's fence, and I helped him out, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the fence builder.
Well,
behind the magic.
My dad was, and I just I just did what I was told.
Gotcha.
So, okay, yeah, so, yep. Yeah, Chuck.
The drummer was, his name is Skeeto. Really great drummer. He was having a great time in the studio. And then Eric, the sound engineer, he played guitar, and I played piano on most of them, except for the cover song, Easy on Me. My grandpa played piano on that one. So.
Grandpa helped you out.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Little family collaboration there.
Well, it sounds like you got a great support team. I mean, cherish
that.
Yeah, I do.
I'm very lucky.
So where can people find you on social media?
I think I have two different social media names. So if you look up on Facebook, Izzy Joy, it's just a Facebook page. And then Instagram and TikTok, I have Izzy Joy Sings. That's all one word. And okay. then, you know, streaming services, Izzy Joy anywhere. So.
Gotcha. Very cool. Yeah. And how can people get your music?
Yeah, you can find my music on any streaming service, any of your favorite Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, SoundCloud, all of them.
Are you doing the hard copies at all, CDs, vinyl?
I have not made hard copies. If you show interest, maybe that will be something that we do. So let us know.
Well, at this point, it's like having hard copies is a nice luxury, but everybody downloads.
Right.
Everybody downloads.
Yeah. If there's enough interest, definitely I would do it.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen enough as of late.
Sure. Well, don't invest the cost.
To make sure that I can get a return on it.
Exactly. You got T-shirts. You delivered a couple over here.
I do.
You got one of those to show on the camera?
Yes, if you're on our Facebook Live.
Oh, look at that.
This is the T-shirt. I also have a special one that's just for my...
A QR code so people scanning your back.
If you're standing in line and people are scanning your back, don't question it. It's part of the fun. I think I have one more shirt type. It's a white one. That one's a special kind. This is my this year edition of T-shirt. On the front just says Izzy Joy, and the back has my this year album cover on it. So if you're interested, these are here.
Yep. We have three of those shirts, and first come, first serve. Just send us a message at sessions@solidstateradio.net, and we'll hook you up with one. One per customer. Okay. And the sizes are what they are.
Use different emails, though, you guys.
Yeah.
We want the most reach we can get.
Exactly. Now, you just won an award, local vocal competition.
Yeah, so I actually won the local competition in Mount Pleasant. It was called the Battle of the Local Vocals. I won a little bit of money, and I got to meet so many great people through that. Really great opportunity, yeah.
Sure. I mean... were you nervous at all? I mean, obviously, probably were a little bit, right?
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. It's a competition. It was my first ever.
Or you just walk in there going, I'm going to bury all you people.
Yeah, I walk in, I'm like, you guys, I got this. No, I was nervous, but everybody was really great, too, so that made it a little bit more nerve-wracking, but also really fun to listen to all that great music. Ended up turning out really great, though, so.
Let's go back to, we talked about earlier that you started piano at three. When did the vocals start? Because you have
singing.
A very strong voice.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah, I've been singing my whole life. You can hear some of my old videos, but I'm not sure you'd want to. When I was a little kiddo, it was not as honed as it is today.
Sure.
But I practiced so much because I just love music, so... singing all the time in the bath, in the shower, in my room, in the car, everywhere.
Anywhere you can.
Anywhere I can. I'll still do it. I'll sing right now. Don't ask me to, though.
I was deep diving into the album this year, and I found this one today, and I like Kid with Candy. Still do. Always will. But not used to me. Mm-hmm. I've kind of been kind of gravitating to this song, and I'd like you to talk me through it.
This song means a lot to me. I wrote this when I was in one of my more depressive times in my life.
Okay.
And then this song was kind of on the way out of it. So
did this song help you out of it?
It did. Okay. It did. Sometimes I use my songwriting as kind of a diary. So writing down the emotions and the things that I'm going through helps me. And also it might help other people. And that's why I do it, right?
Sure.
So getting those feelings out always helps. No matter what.
It beats hitting a car with a baseball bat.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Try it.
Yeah, we got to try everything. You can't. No, don't hit cars, though, you guys.
Don't hit cars with a baseball bat.
Don't do that. You're a bad influence. But yeah, so this song did help me get through it. I think the premise is really that I wasn't quite used to who I was after I went through something so difficult. So when you get out on the other side, you're a whole new person. You have to re-find yourself again, relearn who you are, and that's what the song is about. Yeah.
Fantastic. Here she is. Here's Izzy Joy, Not Used to Me, and it's on Sessions. Thank you.
this just how it's gonna be? I'm taking my time to rearrange my thoughts. I'm trying to breathe, but my breath gets caught. And I wanna know if I'm too late to be okay. Do I start to show it? Or do I wait? Will I ever feel ready? I'm by myself, sitting by the door. I wanna leave, maybe outside there's more. But do I want all to see, yeah. Or do I stay alone, just trying to breathe? And I wanna know if I'm too late to be okay. Do I start to show it, or do I wait? Will I ever feel ready? I'm trying to break through to you, and I wanna tell you that I am. I'm breaking down to pieces. I just wish you could see it. See that I am not who I used to be. Sugarcoat it. Sometimes I don't see the moments where I'm alright. My playlist got 82 songs. I listen when life goes all wrong, and I wanted it right. And I wanna know if I'm too late to be okay. Do I start to show it, or do I wait? Will I ever feel ready? I'm trying to break through to you, and I wanna tell you.
She's in studio. Not Used to Me is the name of that one from her This Year album. Download it today wherever you download your music. A lot of people watching on Facebook Live. Linda says, so good. And I agree, so I'm going to give that the heart emoji.
Thank you.
So I was supposed to ask your manager, momager, told me to ask a question. Oh, how did you do your market research this year?
Well, Adam.
This is so off the cuff. I don't know. Let me think of an answer real quick.
Like we didn't just talk about this 3 minutes ago. I I went to quite a few different concerts this summer to kind of learn how people have a stage presence, how these people, like different artists. I went to Alicia Keys and Pink, some smaller artists, Joy Ladacoon, if you know her, and then Tori Amos, really great. Never had heard of her before this, and she was a little bit before my time, but
yeah,
really great, and I won't ever stop listening to her now.
Really?
But so just the way that these people are on stage, their stage presence, it really helped me kind of curate how I want to be on stage and help me get more comfortable going up
on
stage.
That's its own art.
It is.
I mean, there's the lyrics, there's the music,
different.
And then there's the merchandising, and then there's...
And that's something new that I've had to learn. I, you know, as a kid, you think, oh, if I can sing well, I can do it. But you have right. to, like, actually learn how to present yourself on stage, and it's a persona as much as it's yourself, right?
Sure.
So you have to go up there, you have to be confident, and it's just holding yourself in a certain way, different than you would in real life.
So I'm trying to think of how to phrase the next question delicately.
Uh-oh. What does that mean? Be blunt. I don't care.
Okay, when you I'm not going to have you name any acts, professional or local. When you see somebody do something wrong
mm-hmm.
musically or through their stage presence, because I have a lot of musicians that listen to the show and they might mm-hmm. want to know, what should they steer away from?
Like musically or
stage presence, playing in front of a live
okay.
crowd.
I think the worst thing that you can do is not engage with your audience.
Yes.
Because some people will go up on stage and just sing their songs and go off stage, right? It's
yep.
great. The music was fine, but it doesn't create the whole experience. And that's what
okay.
live music is about.
There
live music is about the good music, of course, because without it, it wouldn't be live music. But it's also about engaging with your audience, making it feel personal to them.
What is it about when you see a live performance that gets you going the most?
Well,
I'm not talking about on stage. I'm talking when you're in the crowd.
When you're in the crowd,
somebody.
It feels so good to feel like you're being noticed by the person on stage.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
As somebody who's going to a huge concert, maybe. I mean, Pink did this crazy thing where she flew around and went like 10 feet from everybody
yeah.
in the entire stadium. And something like that makes everyone in the entire, like, 100,000 people audience feel noticed.
Yeah.
And that is so important. It keeps people coming back. It keeps people feeling like they know you. It keeps people feeling like your friend. And that's really important. I mean, you want to be friendly to these people.
Sure.
I mean, they're coming to you. They're your fans. It's just an important, it's a different kind of relationship than any other relationship. But you have to curate it in a certain way.
You've been doing some shows. You have a lot of shows coming up. You have some shows coming up, correct?
I do, yes.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Next Thursday is my most, my closest show coming
sure.
up. It's in Lake Orion at 20 Front Street, a very cute little venue. They have a coffee shop, some pews, and it's just this really great experience, small, intimate venue. And I'm opening up for Alexi, what's the last name? Ooh. I forgot.
Talk to the managers.
Yeah, talk
to Alexi.
Managers,
who's the headliner for?
I'm sorry, you guys. Alexi Campaign.
Okay.
He's really amazing voice. So I'll be opening for him next Thursday at 8 p.m. If you're around or if you, you know, feel like making the commute, definitely stop by and give us a listen.
So what is your pre-gig ritual? Everybody has one.
Pre-gig ritual.
Yeah, before you take the stage, you got to do this or just things go wrong.
I need to be quiet for a little bit.
Okay.
So like about an hour before I go on stage, I'm super hyped up. I have so much adrenaline. I'm ready to go, ready to go, ready to go. And then like 10 minutes before I go on, I realize, wait, I have to go on soon. And then I kind of have to sit back, sit there, drink some water, kind of just think about nothing, relax my brain. It's kind of like a meditation, you could call it.
Sure.
Just like kind of shut down your brain, get calm, get into the mode, and then you go out and you do your thing. And it turns out to be a good time. And that's usually
just
how it
goes. Enjoy the adulation.
Yeah.
Collect a big old check that they give you. And
yeah, big old maybe. Sometimes it's a big old check. Sometimes it's a little old check, but we still do it because we love it.
All right, you talked about this song earlier. Your grandpa helped you out with this one.
Yeah. My grandpa, Steve Sandner, he's a professional jazz musician, and he played the piano for my the cover song that I did of Adele's Easy on Me, super popular song that she released not too long ago. It's in the past year, I think. Anyway, I love Adele. She's a huge inspiration for me, so sure. I just had to do a cover of this, and it's Easy on Me.
Right here on Sessions.
There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim when I am drowning in this silence. Baby, let me in. Go easy on me, baby. I was still a child, didn't get the chance to. So go easy on me. There ain't no room for our things to change when we are both so deeply stuck in our ways. You can't deny how hard I've tried. I changed who I was to put you both first, but now I give up. Go easy on me, baby. I was still a child, didn't get the chance to.
Izzy Joy doing an Adele cover, Easy on Me, on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. Izzy, thanks for making the trip all the way from Mount Pleasant to come hang out with me.
Thanks so much for having me. I've had a good time. We've had a good time here.
So where do you think you derive most of your inspiration for songwriting from?
A lot of the inspiration is from just my regular life. Most of my songs are written based off emotion. So if I have a really strong emotion, good or bad, or in between, I write a song about it. And that's how I get it out. And I think a lot of people can relate to emotion. And that's why I think this could work for me. And I think it could happen because I think a lot of people need to hear what they're thinking said out loud.
Sure. Sure. Well, I think that answers my next question. My next question was going to be, do you force yourself, do you sit yourself down to write, or you just wait till inspiration hits?
I wait till inspiration hits. And sometimes when I'm thinking, and I always save everything I write, little snippets, little pieces that I never finished.
Smart. Yeah.
So that if maybe there's not an inspiration at the moment, one of those little things that I've written in the past could inspire me.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Where can people find you on social media?
Find me on Instagram and TikTok at Izzy Joy Sings, all one word, and on Facebook at Izzy Joy, and then any kind of streaming service at Izzy Joy.
You're looking for musicians for a touring band, correct?
I am. I've been looking for a drummer, actually. So if you know any drummers or you are a drummer, let me know. Reach out to me anywhere on my social media, or Adam, I'm sure he'll let me know if somebody reaches out
absolutely.
About that.
Come to me and I'll
send
you.
Not to put you on the spot.
No. I can be the go-between.
You work for me now.
Fantastic. All right. So you're going to be at 20 Front Street on Thursday.
That's right, at 8 p.m.
And you're looking on booking a big summer for 2024.
Yes, looking for some summer festivals and things to do like that next summer. So keep an eye out and keep updated on my career.
Well, I'll see about getting you in here in Lapeer for Lapeer Days. We'll see about what we can do for that.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you. No promises. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
We got time for one more song, and then then I can cut you loose. 4:15. What is 4:15? You're going to need to talk me through this one.
4:15. I wrote this song before I had ever had a boyfriend, ever held a hand with a boy, ever talked to a boy.
Right now, your mom is restraining your dad.
And I wrote it.
I'm going to kick his ass.
And I wrote this song as if I had. I had read so many romance books. I was such a big romantic as a 14-year-old. I just wanted to have a boy. And so I wrote this song based on a book that I read. And I can't even remember what book it was now, but that's what it's about.
It wasn't like 50 Shades of...
No, oh, okay. I was Thank 14. God.
Oh, had me worried there for a second.
I was 14.
Izzy, thank you very much for coming out here and help... playing your music for us.
Oh, thank you. I had a lot of good fun and a lot of good stories to tell.
We'll get you back in here as soon as we can. Here's Izzy awesome. Joy with 4:15, and it ends this episode of Sessions. Thanks for listening.
It's 4:15 in the morning. Sleeping doesn't matter anymore, and I can't let go, can't let go. Oh, oh. It's 20 minutes past midnight. I'm gonna say in my mind, and I wanna get it right. Took me a while to show. Oh, 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 oh. But I wanna let you know. Oh, 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 oh. I know I made mistakes, but we had something great. Oh, 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 and I know it's getting late. I'm not gonna go speechless. I can't just go, can't just go. Oh, oh, you've been on my mind for a while now. I wanna be yours, but I don't know how. And I wanna get it right. Took me a while to show. Can't let go, can't let go. Oh, oh.